This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I had a different shot initially lined up, and then I got some information through the text line, if you will. So I've changed my shot today. We're going to toast my 12-year-old son. All right, listen. I know you don't like doing schoolwork, bro. Nobody does. Your teacher never said, do you want to do this? They said, you have to do this. Big science fair project, annual event at the school, of course. A lot of people put their work in. Again, my son fought this for as long as he could. I want to say we've known about it for maybe 3 months. And it went down either today or it went down today, I believe. And he put up every fight he could to wiggle his way out of it. He has driven us absolutely crazy. We got to do the voice raising, the threats, all this stuff. Finally, this weekend, you finally got around to it and you put together your science project. And you entered into the science fair, even though you weren't excited about it, you didn't like it, and you got first place, man.
Nice.
There you go.
What kind of threats do you level on?
I will kill
I'll
you.
I'll beat your ass. I mean, like, what are you?
Now, it's
I know more, he knows you're not going to do any of that. I'm just saying.
It's more of this. I go like, look, man, you know, we will help. We being me and my wife, we will help you do it, but you got to do it. This is your responsibility, and I'm tired of this S. I don't want to have this conversation again. Usually, that's all I have to say. You know, we've had this conversation. Let's not have this conversation again. One, I'm tired of listening to your mom bitch about it to me. So you're making my life worse because you're just not doing this thing. So get it done. And then finally rolls his eyes, and he did it. Anyway, I just wanted him to get it done. He got it done. Whatever.
First place.
Got out of the damn. Yeah, I got the text. I'm like, you have got.
Well, hopefully that inspires him to try to do these projects again.
I'm hoping so. Look at this, man. Dude even got and. I didn't know this because it's not like the kids win a whole bunch of stuff, but yeah, they even get a medal for this.
Nice.
Christ's sake.
Tell me he has no medal or trophy in sports.
And look how proud he looked.
Yes.
Look how proud that son of a bitch looks in this picture.
I got a second place once and all we got was a ribbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Brother, he got a medal.
I'll do you can run a 5K and get a medal. I've got him. It's only 3 miles.
Right. Saying, but science fair, at least they have medals.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, I didn't know that either, and that's cool. So anyway, look, man, it turns out hard work does pay off, even if it was only hard work because you took 3 months of time to do it and crushed it down to like 2 days. It paid off. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked.
Job.
All about bubbles, Mike. That's what the science fair project was, bubbles. I actually learned more about bubbles than I ever wanted to know.
You told me about it. Honestly, it sounds fascinating. I want to see the presentation.
It ended up being fascinating. I didn't think I would care. I'm like, bubbles for real? But he did his research, so I had to proofread everything on Sunday night, I believe it was, find typos and that kind of crap. But as I was reading it, I realized I kept going, huh, just how bubbles form while they do it. So it's a good thing.
Good on you, dude. I blew bubbles.
Yeah.
What's a hot tub without bubbles? Bubbles, get in.
Is it about Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Man, oh, man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
I'm Stephen Thorne-Hawkins. Please, everyone, now Profile This is played.
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Parker. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Peter Parker, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir. I've never played before, but...
Well, here is your chance, my friend. You have your choice of one of three categories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, we have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Ooh, let's do the last one.
Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, a man was charged Saturday with attacking another man during a dispute by striking him several times with an unexpected object. One Cameron Cole, he was charged with second-degree aggravated assault and weapons offenses and then taken to an area of to an area hospital for observation. Police were called shortly before 1 a.m. to a home to investigate a report of two men fighting. Police Chief Andrew McGurr said, quote, "An on-scene investigation, which included an interview of a witness, determined that Mr. Cole struck the victim with the object, causing lacerations to the victim's neck and arm. Well, the volunteer ambulance squad treated the victim at the scene, but he refused further medical attention. Meanwhile, the aggressor here, Cole, he was taken first to the medical center for a psychological evaluation, and then they took him to jail. The question is, in spite of him getting weapons charges, the real question is, what is the object that he chose to use as a weapon? Was it a USB flash drive? Was it a Pringles can? Was it a turkey leg? Or was it a key ring? So a flash drive, Pringles can, turkey leg, or key ring. What did this man use as a weapon and end up getting weapons charges?
Where'd you say it was? Sorry, I missed it.
I'm going to go with the Pringles can.
Pringles can.
Bergen County.
Parker. I don't think that was a bad guess. Ted... Because he went to an institution first and then got arrested, I'm going to go turkey leg because it sounds crazy.
Damn it. I was going to go turkey leg.
You can still go turkey leg. There's turkey for everyone, Ted.
Well, it depends on how well you cooked it, too. Like, you cooked
hopefully the whole way.
If you cooked it correctly, it should just kind of fall off the bone.
Yeah, that meat's gone.
I'll go keychain ring.
Key ring. Okay, what did he attack this guy with? A USB drive, a Pringles can, a turkey leg, or a key ring? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is a hit with your best shot on profile. It's got a man charged after striking another man in a fight in New Jersey with an instrument during an argument. He was treated and released. The other guy was arrested and apparently just a mental check of his capacity there. Question is, what did he attack this guy with to the point where he did not need to go to the hospital and he was fine? A USB drive, a Pringles can, a turkey leg, or a key ring, right?
That is correct. And Parker, that is the very question that we posed to you. But let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went for the full crazy and went with the turkey leg.
Renaissance Festival.
Which makes sense. Like you said, they took him for a psychiatric evaluation, and that seems the craziest, but that is not correct. The Ted Smith.
Ah.
You went with the old key ring, which makes sense. The guy was left with lacerations. However, that is not correct. And Parker, that brings us to you. You went with the old Pringles can. We know how Parker fights now. It was not the Pringles can, believe it or not. He assaulted the other guy with a USB flash drive.
Okay.
Well,
no wonder, no injuries.
But I guess
she'd have to stab somebody, like, in the head and maybe make him bleed.
I mean, either way, he left laceration, so your theory of how he did it is probably the right one, but that's...
That's how I'd go about it.
But that's what's weird when you end up getting a weapons charge. Like, really, you're going to have a weapon. It's a USB flash drive, guys. It's not even a weapon.
Access denied.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah.
Your choices today, Tomlinson.
Taylor Tomlinson.
Yes, which again, I don't know why. I guess I forget. I have not watched her show a bunch, but her stand-up is excellent.
Is it?
It is. It's pretty damn funny. Well, she's funny overall. I should just watch her show instead of...
The show's a little weird.
National Geographic at midnight.
Because it's like a game show kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not
after
bad.
After midnight, kind of
it's
like
not
midnight.
Bad, but I feel like she is a funny person, but it'd be funnier if she just kind of did it on her own, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Yeah, you know, that's all. I mean, like I said, the show's fine, but just a bunch of other people. So she doesn't get as much voice time as I think she would do better for herself.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Tired of making two stops in the morning for a good, healthy, balanced breakfast? Well, good news. McDonald's is now offering Krispy Kreme donuts at all of its locations nationwide by 2026 for one-stop shopping.
Colbert.
Ted Smith.
Smith.
Damn it.
Thank you, though. I tried to set it up like a Colbert joke.
That's who I thought. Well done, son of a bitch.
Also, like, McDonald's, just what do you want? Do you want me to have diabetes?
No, put the donut is... the bun.
What?
Once you get that donut in there, I want a sausage patty in between with cheese.
Hey, McDonald or Miles,
yes.
You could do this.
The problem, if that's what you want to do, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, the biscuit's fine. The Egg McMuffin is fine.
No, I'm saying, just fine. I mean, you could do this Saturday.
Look, just slice that Krispy Kreme in half.
Did they have to do it all for you? Come on.
Yeah.
Apparently, thieves in California stole over $9,000 in Spam, alcohol, and instant coffee. The thieves are being described as armed, dangerous, and recently divorced.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Fallon.
Apparently, thieves in California stole over $9,000 worth of Spam, alcohol, and instant coffee. The thieves are described as armed, dangerous, and recently divorced.
Also, Jimmy, I take offense to that joke. I have all three.
You have instant coffee?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
That's all my mother-in-law drinks. It's crazy.
All my mom drinks.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I say this all the time. I thoroughly, like, my buddy Jesse makes the best cup of coffee you'll probably ever have. But also, at home, I'm just like, I don't have a coffee maker. Instant works.
Instant. There you go.
Sometimes you just need the pick-me-up. On the season finale of The Bachelor, Joey proposed to Kelsey. Yeah. It was kind of a quiet season for The Bachelor. I don't want to say it got overshadowed by other dating shows, but in the fantasy suite, they just sat there watching Love is Blind.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Fallon.
It was the season finale of The Bachelor, and Joey proposed to Kelsey. Yeah. Kind of a quiet season for The Bachelor. I don't want to say it got overshadowed by other dating shows, but in the fantasy suite, they just sat there watching Love is Blind. I just thought that was, that's what they did in the fantasy suite.
A group of metal detector enthusiasts in North Carolina recently helped a woman find her lost wedding ring after she lost it in the sand on a beach. And that is the last time a metal detector enthusiast ever sees a wedding ring.
Colbert.
I think it's Seth.
That's Seth.
A group of metal detector enthusiasts in North Carolina recently helped a woman find her wedding ring after she lost it in the sand on a beach. And that will be the last time a metal detector enthusiast ever sees a wedding ring.
I thought that was funny when I was listening to that joke earlier today, because yesterday I recommended people watch Dave Attell's new special.
Yeah.
Hot Cross Buns. That's the name of his special, which... if you watch it, you'll understand why it's named that. Okay. I thought it was going to be about a bakery. It is not. But ironically, he has a couple jokes about using metal detectors on the beach and everything, which I hadn't thought about in forever. And I mean, literally, it's like that joke. Something about like wedding rings and this and that. So when I heard that joke from Myers, I'm like, huh, I just... never thought about making jokes about people that are into metal detecting on the beach, and that it's like you hear two of them in a day, you know, within 12 hours.
I'll tell you right now, if I have my druthers, when I retire, I will live very close to a beach. If I do, I'm getting a metal detector. I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm going to be that guy, that
why
the
not?
Old
there's
man.
There's a group of people that live in my uncle's community, and they go out and do it every morning. They walk on the beach. Essentially, they're in aqua socks or barefoot.
Right.
All right.
They swing that thing probably as far wide as they can, kind of like mowing the lawn. If you had a bigger blade, you cut more. So they do this. And all those guys are in shape. It works their core, just the, walking on the sand.
I was going to say, they're out walking every day.
Yeah, they do 3.5 miles in the morning. They go home and eat breakfast. And it's kind of a mini workout.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're again,
on the beach. Every morning.
Like, walking on the beach, people already like doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If you did it every morning consistently, I feel like you'd be more apt to go for a long-ass walk every morning.
On normal things.
Yeah.
Right. It's not sand.
And I mean, I remember being a kid, like, you don't, especially it's like, generally the metal detector dude doesn't show up. He's either there early in the morning or like, you know, like the lifeguards leave at a certain time in those crowded beaches. And then once the lifeguards leave, the beach kind of gets a little more empty. Right. You might, you know. People sneak down a cooler.
Of course.
And then metal detector guy shows back up. And like, I remember as a kid, we just thought it was the coolest thing of all time. Like, I was like, I want to do that. Now I'm middle age. I still want to get older and do it.
Ted, a buddy of mine, you know Scott from College
Park. Yeah, of course.
He, his buddy runs a amphitheater kind of equivalent to White River.
All right.
So it's Meriwether Post, and they have a grass, you know, lawn seating area. It's pretty substantial, more so than the pavilion. And there's two or three old guys that come to the gate every morning after everyone's done cleaning up their stuff.
Yeah.
And they go up there and they walk that hillside with metal detectors. Doesn't matter what the show is. Does not matter. They've let these guys in at that point in time, 10, 15 years. I'm not even sure they're still alive. But they would go up there, man, and they would find... and the deal was, their deal was, he's like, I'll let them in because they're honest. If people... leave rings and watches and all that stuff, they will bring them back. Okay. They just want to go up there and walk and find the stuff. So pocket change, if they have keys, they bring them back. Like, they have their own thing. I'm sure they have pocketed some stuff, but for the most part, they just went out there looking for things. Yeah. I know that sounds strange, but they would just get up. I mean, Grateful Dead played the night before. What's on the ground here?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what those are.
Well, they find pipes. They find all kinds of
ground scores.
Yes, exactly. That's a small spoon.
You traded something. I don't know what it is for grilled cheese. It's a ground score.
Exactly.
Oh, wooks. All right. This is kind of interesting. You might like country. You might not. Kenny Chesney, right? He's a massive country artist. has a net worth, I like this, over $219 million. Basically, he was on the Today Show. He is massively successful. As I'm saying, like, I remember going to a Kenny Chesney show before I listened to country just because it's awesome. He's playing this summer. Beautiful country girls everywhere. I highly recommend it. You don't even have to go to the show.
Lives in the Caribbean.
Right. He's a massive Tennessee fan. Like, he's living a good life. But he was talking about his fear of failure and everything. And, he, you know, he's like, he's always trying to stay. Like, it's still his biggest fear, which makes, you know, he's always trying to combat it. You know, work on new stuff, this and that. I also like that he said, the one comment I heard, he was saying that when he goes in, like he's going to play Lumen Field, right? Okay. So they'll load in Friday. They'll do a sound check. Then he was saying he'll go up to the 300 level to the highest seat he can. Because he's like, I want to know how that person sitting up there sees my show.
Okay, that's cool. I was like, that
is pretty cool. Because he was like, then, you know what I mean? Like, if he's pointing up there or he's saying something, he's like, at least I can be like, I was up there.
312, how are you?
Right, like, I know what you're doing. And look, I mean, we work in the radio industry, right? Like, we get to meet artists and stuff, but I mean, it doesn't make a difference. When you're at a show, especially if you're up in bad seats, and it's like, hey, you're just like, oh, yeah, man. Like, yeah. We're good up here.
Section 312 is awesome. Vedder does it. He goes up in the stands to a seat and looks at the venue and then writes down the set.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Which I think is crazy cool.
I will say, the last time I saw Jay-Z, he had one of the cooler set up stages I've ever seen. This was years ago. It was still the Key Arena. But it basically was a round stage.
Okay.
Right? And then he had like a pit that had like a guitar and a drummer, kind of like a little half band.
Right.
Another pit had like a DJ. I think another pit had like maybe a couple other singers and a keyboard. But as he went around and did his set, there was a couple songs where it's just like, oh, he's just singing our section now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
it was
cool.
Right. And then there was times he'd move around the whole stage for obviously the biggest songs. I mean, Jay-Z's got 1,000 hit songs. But I was like, man, that's very well done. You know, because you felt like you were a bigger part of it. I would say the Foo Fighters, the first time I saw them again years ago at Key Arena, like I didn't know they would have that other stage set out there. So my seats weren't that good. But man, when he came out with Taylor, the RIP, like I was like, holy S, we are so much closer to them now. And it was just awesome. So
it is a cool thing because when you're on stage, believe it or not, if you've been on a stage, you know this to be true. When the lights are on, you really can't see beyond maybe the first few rows. Everything's dark. So even when they're pointing at you, they don't necessarily see you. But years ago, there was this weird Marvel Avengers live action thing that the then Key Arena. And so took my kid there. I think he was 4 or 5 at the time. But the greatest thing that happened at the end of this production. So it's Captain America, Hulk, Thor, right? All the Avengers. They walk out. It's just these dudes. But my son will swear to this day that Captain America looked directly at him and waved. And I had a hard time telling him, like, dude, he's, as far as he can see, it's just this blank thing where there's faces. But the way my son perceived it, so it's just what you're saying, where it's like, yeah, we're part of this. To this day, he is still excited about the fact that Captain America looked directly at him and waved.
Yeah, and like, you know, Kenny Chesney, stars like that, you know, like we're talking about, Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, or Eddie Vedder, and Pearl, like, look, they've done this for so long. They could go out there and still put on a hell of a show.
Sure.
But I really respect the fact that they still, like, take time to be like, all right, I'm going to go walk the arena, see what's going on. I mean, maybe there's being old men want to get a walk in, like, Miles and I metal detecting. Right? But, like, I do really respect that. And it's like, that's probably how they're so successful in their given thing is because, like, they want to keep doing that and keep putting on an awesome show.
I've seen Steven Tyler and Joe Perry walk to the back of the stage because they were sold out.
Right.
At the old Igloo in Pittsburgh. And they walked around the speakers, and they played. It was sold out. They played 1, 2, 3 songs to the people in the back.
That, how awesome is that?
Well, the drummer's still facing forward.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, when you're sitting there.
But you're just sitting there. You couldn't see them. But they're, like, the spotlight is now coming down on the back of the stage, and they're just like, hey, guys, thanks, man. Here's a couple. Things are ripped off, like, 2 or 3 songs.
And how appreciative were those people?
They were going nuts.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, I've seen some of the cooler stuff now, too, with some of the musicians and stuff. And obviously, it helps their social media. But they'll just send out, like, a personal assistant or somebody from their team and just be like, let's say, I don't know, Miles, you and one of your daughters are there, right? And just be like, and the guy will be like, going to see, you know, whoever, and you and your kid will be like, yeah, like, you know, it's for my dad's birthday, so I bought him these tickets. How are your seats? Eh, not that good or whatever. I'm like, do you really like them? I'm like, yeah. And it's like,
it's my Garth Brooks. 30 seats like, in the front row.
Right. It's like, boom, here you go.
Wow.
Here's better seats. Yeah. Go sit up there.
And Garth, Garth sends people up to bring them down.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, the worst seats in the house.
Really?
Get one. You have a chance. If Garth Brooks.
There's cool. The bottom line, folks. Don't get a mid-range seat.
You're going to be sitting there.
Right. Nobody cares about you.
Go to
you, you either need to shell out the money for the good seats or sit up for the nosebleed.
And roll the dice.
Exactly. Or if it's a blowout, move down.
Or go to a children's show so you can be moved to the front row.
Is at the Paramount Theater. All right. 2 days before I took my daughter, both of my kids, to see Peppa Pig live, Allison Chains played there. We went. It was what it was. It was a great show. 2 days later, I'm back for Peppa Pig Live. I don't want to go to this, but this is my parent. I'll take the kids to this thing. I walk in. This dude rolls up. He's like, hey, man, are you thrilled? I'm like, yeah. Hey, dude, I work here. I got 3 tickets for you and your kids. Dead center front row mezzanine. I was like, where the F were you 2 days ago?
Yeah, right. For right.
How
I
cool, the best seats but how ever is it for- cool to be that close to Peppa Pig?
The kids were very, very appreciative. I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. North Carolina man wins $1 million in a scratch-off because he wanted a hot dog. Because of drugs, One Lake's fish population is in a hazy buzz-type fog. In Georgia, one stolen front loader is stopped by a bigger loader. Grandson tries to burn down Meemaw's car because of the money he owed her. And 11 masked bandits are on the loose in the Netherlands. Time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story has been changed, gentlemen. I mentioned in the headlines that I wasn't working on that Germany is proposing a ban on the wiener dog, and this just wasn't enough for the people sitting across from me, and I did a little bit more digging into the story.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for more work. It's been a long day, but hey. Turns out that this comes in conjunction with the Animal Protection Act and seeks to put a stop to, quote, torture breeding. As the wiener dog breed has been known to cause spinal abnormalities within the breed. All right. So basically, it's like, you know those dogs that they basically bred to be smaller sizes, they go blind in like 2 years, right. And they have a whole bunch of health issues. That's kind of on the same token. It's like, okay, yeah, most of them, you know, a lot of them are going to be fine. But there's a lot of them, way too damn many of them, that have too many issues when it comes to this, so it's time to put a stop to it. Also in the hot seat for the bill that has been proposed, the German Shepherd. The really? Schnauzer.
The Schnauzer?
I'm sorry, Miles.
Not the Schnauzer.
The Beagle.
Agreed.
I didn't know the Beagle was German, too. Neither did I.
Yeah. It's pronounced Beagle.
Yeah. I'd rather have more German Shepherds.
Yeah.
As much as they are what they are, they were always really good dogs to me as a kid.
They're great dogs.
Yeah, loyal,
don't they also
cool.
Just have really bad hips, though?
They always walk with their ass on the ground.
Yeah.
They're always like, you know, like butt down.
German Shepherds?
Yes.
I don't know.
They squat.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of scared of them.
Dobermans for me.
They're intimidating looking because of those ears, but they are very, very sweet dogs.
All right.
Dobermans used to intimidate me because that's what everyone who was a badass had a Doberman when I was a kid. Now I love them.
I heard they go crazy too, but you know what?
Oh, really?
I've never really met one.
Well, you put a chain around its neck, it looks more intimidating.
Fair.
You take the chain off.
Just saying in general, I feel like the German Shepherd has more of an aggressive history. Oh, it's a working dog, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. It's a bully breed.
Working 9 to 5.
You'd rather deal with a German Shepherd than a Doberman.
We go to Georgia where they fight fire with fire. Police got a call about a man at a waste management facility that had hijacked a front loader. Before you think that this was a joyrider having a good old time on some big equipment, the man is a former employee of the facility who was ignoring crew demands to abandon the vehicle. After officers made an attempt to stop the front loader, the driver headed out into the public roads and fled from police, which is when another employee hatched an idea. After getting the green light from authorities, the employee fired up another front loader and charged after the hijacker, eventually catching up to him and flipping his on its side.
Damn.
The suspect was taken to the hospital for a quick evaluation before being brought to jail.
Wow.
Hey, man, what if I just grabbed this bulldozer and push his over?
Like they say, there's always a bigger fish.
No, there's nothing else we can do. We absolutely have to do it this way.
Right? I mean, kind of makes sense.
I mean, it does. But just tell me, he wasn't a little bit giddy. He was like, charge!
Oh, you know he was fired up. Exactly. I got this, boss.
About damn time, Joey!
Break out Big Bridget.
Ate my lunch out of the damn fridge all the damn time.
I knew it was him, that son of a bitch. I wrote my name on my Tupperware.
Glad you went crazy. Tipping you over, bitch.
Ate my final double egg. Let me get him.
Final devil day. In other news, over to the Netherlands, where things didn't go according to plan at a local zoo. The facility had just welcomed an entire family of 12, count them, 12, a dozen raccoons into the facility that had gotten they had gotten from a foundation that shelters exotic animals. Side note.
Raccoons are exotic.
Over in the Netherlands, raccoons are exotic.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
They were keeping the raccoons in a separate zone in their enclosure to give them space to relax and settle into their new home. Makes sense. They're in a brand new area. They're going to be a little bit skittish. Time to give them some time to relax. But when crews came back to check on everything, they were a little stunned to see that the enclosure was completely empty. A short investigation found that there were a couple of pieces of mesh that were improperly fitted together, which made for the perfect place for them to dig their way out, and all of them got out.
I almost feel bad for the Netherlands. Like, look, guys, I know it's exotic to you. We're used to raccoons.
You got raccoons now.
They're a thing.
They managed to wrangle two of the animals back into custody, but have yet to locate the rest. They've set traps and lures in an attempt to bring them all back. I like how they're like, this particular breed of raccoon is not harmful to humans. Like, guys, they're just going to knock over your trash cans.
Right.
You're now infested. It's kind of like herpes at this point. You can't get rid of them because they're just going to go out there and breed like rabbits because they're a mammal and they enjoy having a good old time, and you're going to have raccoons all over the damn
herpes
place.
Herpes with four legs.
Mike did that animal relief work in Mexico. This kid brings in this raccoon, man. So, out of anesthesia, I'm trying to get the thing awake.
Okay.
I got it on my shoulder. I'm like, this is a raccoon. This is crazy.
Yeah.
He started kissing my neck and my face, and he just, like, hugged on to me and held real tight, and I'm like,
what up, dude?
I really like raccoons now. He's a good guy.
My uncle shot one at Thanksgiving one time.
He's a buddy.
Did you eat it?
No.
Skinny, though, man. He's a skinny little rat.
He was getting into their doggone chickens, and he killed them. And we were sitting around the Thanksgiving table, and he's sitting there. He's at the head of the table, and he can face one of the windows. And all of a sudden, he goes, "Everybody, just keep on talking. Just act normal." And then he walks away. He goes, and then my aunt's like, "Is it the raccoon? Is he back?" He got the shotgun, and he did. He blew him right out of the tree.
Jesus!
Wow. Hey, you don't kill his doggone chickens, man.
Serious about his chickens.
Oh, man. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
I'm out of North Carolina. They even knew I was going to tell that story on the air. He was like, you're going to use that for your radio show. He was like, yeah, one of these days. A man in North Carolina had his whole life changed thanks to a hot dog. He was out on the road when he decided to stop at a convenience store to get himself a hot dog. While paying for his delicious snack, he elected to buy himself a lottery scratcher as well and took his wares out to his car, savoring the moment. The man scratched his ticket in his car, revealing that he had won the $1 million jackpot.
Awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely, dude. He was like, I couldn't even believe it at first, which I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I would not either. Men's Room IPA continues to spread about the Pacific Northwest. We got a text today that the beer is at Circle Food Store in Renton.
Nice.
Another text saying that it's also in Renton at the Chevron off of Sunset and Union. We also got an email that it's at Longhouse Market and Deli in Squim, a handful of different locations there. You can find a comprehensive list of locations on the Men's Room page of KISW.com.
Men's Room Sports.
There's some hockey on over on TNT tonight. Basketball on ESPN. The Trailblazers are on route.
Last night looking good.
How about the damn Kraken last night?
I'll start insulting you more, Kraken.
Beating the Ducks.
Tomorrow, you know, baseball.
Win out. Oh, that's right. Opening day tomorrow. Yeah. While Boston Red Sox are in town to get their ass kicked.
Oh.
By your ship. Ass kicked. Ass kicked.
Trailblazers are en route against the Hawks, and the college tournament basketball continues tonight over on ESPN2. As far as your weather, we're done with the rain for the most part today and a few scattered showers throughout the night, which leads into tomorrow where we will once again have scattered showers and temperatures reaching
on your map.
Into your the low 50s.
People can't see that.
I know, right? We got to start streaming this thing. But that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Big timing tomorrow. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Kevin Deers up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.